for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to continue on this journey that you have us on. We honor you and we thank you for comforting us today. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. Father, we welcome the Holy Spirit among us this morning. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Dwell among us, Holy Spirit. Lord, have your way in this place. Have your way. I thank you for blessing each person and family that are here this morning. And Lord, those that were unable to come, I ask you, Father, to also bless them. And Lord, speak to them to come next Sunday. Lord, use me to bring forth your word. Lord, let the God inside of me show and connect with your people this morning. I want to know. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being here. In Jesus' name we pray. And because of the blood, we are here today. Amen. I am so glad they played that song. Amen. Because of the blood, we were washed away like white snow. Amen. Can you believe that? God did that for us. God did that for us. God's son, Jesus, died and shed his blood for you and you and you and you and you and me. And when you get that into your spirit, you'll know who you are. And you'll know who Jesus Christ is, because you will have that connection with Jesus Christ. And we can't do anything without the blood. Some of us think because of our 4, 5, 8 year education, that's why we have good jobs. Some of us think because we drive nice cars, it was because of us. Some think you have large bank accounts because you worked hard. Some think that your homes are gorgeous and comfortable because of what you did. Yes. But let me tell you today, it's not. It is because of the blood of Jesus. Yes. Because of his blood.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
God is so good.
Amen.
You know, some of your family members and friends did not wake up in good health this morning. But you did. And do you know who gets that credit? Could I have one, please? Do you know who gets that credit? Do you know who gets that credit? Come on. Our Father, Jesus Christ, and the blood that was shed, it's all in the blood. And we just need to get that. It's in our DNA. I like when Pastor Janet talks about the DNA that is in us. We have Jesus Christ inside of us.
Amen.
Inside of us.
Yes.
So let's read the proclamation again this Sunday to overcome the devil. Let's start. I testify to Satan personally as to what the word says the blood does for me. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continuously cleanses me from all sins. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I've never sinned.
Through the blood of Jesus,
I am
sanctified,
made holy, set apart.
My
body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Satan has no place in me, no power over me through the blood of Jesus. Amen. And I rewrote it a little bit, and it says, we personally can tell Satan what the word says by the blood does for us. We can tell Satan to get back And we can explain to him, tell him what the blood does for you and I. Because of the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Because of the blood of Jesus. Not because of anything that you and I did, or our education, or our mother and father, or our grandmother or aunts. Even though we know that they prayed for us. We know that they applied the blood of Jesus on everything for us. And through the blood of Jesus, all our sins are forgiven. Don't think because you did 1, 2, 3 that you can't do better. Don't think because you talked about someone and you didn't ask God yet to forgive you. All you got to do is get with him and ask God for the forgiveness and he will forgive you. And that is gone. That slate has been wiped away because of the blood of Jesus. If you still walk in that, it's because of you and your mind, because God has already forgotten it. Yes. We are continuously cleansed from all sins because of the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. We are justified, not just I, but we are justified, made righteous, just as if we never sinned because of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus. Say it with me. Because of the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed and cleansed. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Satan has no place in us. Yes. No power over us. Yes. Through the blood of Jesus. In Revelation 12:11. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and by the word of their testimony. Testimonies are important. We hear about that all the time. But sometimes we just step on our testimonies and we don't tell anyone. We don't share anyone. That means you're not telling people what God has done for you. Sharing your testimony is giving you power. Because you are willing to open your mouth and tell people what God has done for you. Yes, yes, yes. Isn't that right? And they did not love their lives to death. That is, they testify to what the word of God says about the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The word of the blood, in another translation says, the blood of Christ provides every believer with the necessary provision to defeat Satan. So God has given us the ability and the necessary weapons to go up against Satan. You need to know what you're doing. You need to be under a covenant. You need to go to classes. You need to come to corporate prayer, because you will be sunk if you go out and try to do it by yourself. The blood of Jesus, yes, is there with you, but God also has given us wisdom. So let's use it. The blood, the weapon of the blood. Satan's primary weapon against us is accusations using guilt and condemning thoughts. He tries to control and ultimately defeat mankind. And we are guilty. You know, he knows it and knows that we know it. If, however, we understand that the blood has paid the price for our sin and has thereby set us free. We are free.
Amen.
You know, we are free because of the blood. We need no longer listen to accusations, whether they are true or whether they are false, because sometimes Satan will send someone in your path that will tell lies about you. Satan comes to steal and destroy us, right? But the blood, that blood will set us free, and it sets us apart so that our insides are not torn up. Because without applying the blood, when something comes up against you, when Satan comes up against you, he will eat you alive. But when you got Jesus Christ on the inside of you, and you use that blood that was shed from him, you know, it reminds me of a communion. When we take communion, that is a special day. That is a day that do not take communion because you did something yesterday. The pastors give you the opportunity to search your heart. Search your heart if you need to ask God for forgiveness. And he'll do it. He will do it. So I beg of you, never come and not have communion because of what you did last week or last night. And don't go before the Lord and ask for forgiveness and take your communion. There's something in that. The blood was shed for you. And his body was broken for you and me. Huh. That is something else. We often fail to understand how God has provided victory for us over Satan through Jesus' blood. When Satan's demons come against us, we must recognize that the blood of Jesus has satisfied all the charges against us. Every charge that has come up against us, Jesus, the blood satisfied it. The blood washed it away. This has accomplished three things for us. One, the blood unites us in fellowship with the Father. Through the blood, we are able to have communication and a relationship with our Heavenly Father. We are able to talk to God every single day. How many people in your life that love you that you can count on 24/7? How many don't fuss because you call them 2 o'clock in the morning to say, I need to talk. I am hurting. I need you to pray for me. Some say, okay, I'll pray for you. And they may fall back to sleep. That's the flush. But when you call on God the Father, he hears you. And you know, we are so lucky here at the river because we have intercessors and pastors and leaders that you can call them any time of day or night. And thank God for cell phones, because when they're out about, they still answer the telephone. I'm not comparing them to God, to Jesus. I'm not doing that. But I'm just saying that we are in a place that we are so fortunate and blessed to have people that we can call on, that when you don't know what to pray, they do. Amen. And the second thing is, the blood gives us power to defeat the forces of darkness. Yes. I don't want to be in the darkness. Jesus is light and he is inside of me. So that means that I am light and I'm going to walk that straight line so that people can see that I have Jesus Christ inside of me. I want to walk that light so that they can say, I want to have a little bit of what you have. And they'll want to know, what church do you go to? Who are your pastors? Who are your brothers and sisters? What do you read about? Don't you want people to ask you that? Yeah. When you go into Walmart, when you go to the doctor's office, sister, I know when you were in the hospital with your son the other day, somebody was touched by your presence because of the Jesus that is inside of you. And third, the blood gives us power over our own sinful nature.
Yes, it does.
He does. You know, because of that blood, I might want to do something that I shouldn't do. But you know, I got that thing inside of me that won't let me do that. And I thank God for that today. And you should be thanking God for that also. I thank him for being inside of me. I thank him for dying on the cross for me. I thank him for the blood that was shed for me. Because it keeps me and it helps me to walk that straight line. It helps you to walk that straight line.
Amen.
Sister Shirley, it helps you when you go out and you feed your horses. You are a woman of God. But when you go out and feed your horses, God gives you the strength that most women don't have to fulfill, to take care of your horses.
Amen.
Everybody can't do that.
Amen.
Everybody can't do that.
No.
Miss Angela, when she's on her job, people come in all kinds of ways. And they need prayer, But because of her job and the situation that she's in on her job, she has to be careful with that. But I know that God, because of the blood, God gives her strategy on how to bless that person and what to say. And so that she won't get in trouble, so she can go back to work again the next day. The blood has established an untouchable bond with a sovereign God that has prevented Satan from separating the embattled Christian from God's eternal and complete resources. Do you know what your resources are this morning? Do you understand the resources that come from God?
Yes.
Daily, all the time, God gives us these resources. The power of the blood. Exodus 12, 22 through 24. You know, I was thinking when I was talking to about Angela that we are so fortunate here at the river. Our pastor went to Florida and she was blessed. I can imagine she ate well. She shopped well. She was in good company. Excellent company. I am sure that the services that she went to was just unimaginable. And God blessed her to come back here to bless us. And her husband knows who he is, and he knows who she is, and he was here watching over the flock along with everyone else that is along with the river. So, Lord, we just thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, so God gave the children of Israel, God's chosen people, divine instructions. Sometimes God wakes us up even in the middle of the night and he kind of yanks us a little bit, you know, and he tells us things to do and he gives his hand. I believe he says, hold right there, don't go no further. But in this case, he gave them divine instructions. God is instructing his people in preparation of leaving a land of persecution, enslavement, and hardship. They suffered and endured for 400 years, period. That's a long time. And we complain about 6 months, a year. Oh, my goodness. Could we have stood that? No. Oh, with God, yeah, we could have.
Yeah,
we could have. Yeah. We're so blessed here in 2019. God heard their cry and he raised up a deliverer, Moses. Moses was instructed by God to tell Pharaohs to let God's people go. Okay, so God started, okay, this is what I want you to do. I am choosing you, Moses, to tell Pharaohs he has to let my people go. God said that. So you know what? He had to do it. It was done so all would remember and talk about the miraculous move of God as the death angel passed over. And in Exodus 12, I'm going to read a little bit for you. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And he says, speak to all your congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And four says, and God's given these instructions, you know, one by one. You have no reason to fail because God has given you these instructions. You don't have to wonder about this. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it accordingly to the number of the persons, according to each man's need. You shall make your count for the lamb. And it says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. It will have no wounds, no scratches. It's going to be clear as day. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And we're going to skip on down to 22 of chapter 12. It says, and you shall take a bush of hyssop, dip it into the blood that is in the basin, and you are to go across the top of the doorpost, and then you are to come down both sides of the doorpost. This is important. Let me tell you, this is important. This is with the blood. You are to dip it in the basin, and then you are go to your door, and you are to just do the blood. Just do the blood. Top and down each side. I love that God didn't want anything not to be done correctly, and that's why he gave these instructions to his people. And none of you shall go out of the door of this house until morning, for the Lord will pass through to scratch the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your home to scratch you. And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. It will come to pass when you come to the land where the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that you shall keep this service. And 26, and it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? You should say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord who passes over the house of the children of the Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our household. So the people bowed in their head and worshiped. Then the children of Israel went away and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. How many times does God give you instructions and you question them? Okay, is it God? Is it me? Is it Satan telling me this? Do you know God's voice? That is important. You have to be able to know God's voice from just that other voice that tries to come in, or just for you. It's important to know God's voice. Moses knew it was God's voice. He knew that he had the opportunity to save his people. He knew that his people needed to move. He knew and he understood the importance of the sacrificed lamb. But you know, in today's world, we don't have to kill an animal. We don't have to kill a lamb or a goat. You know why? Because God already shed the blood. And that blood that he shed is for today and yesterday and for tomorrow. So you better say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You need to say, thank you, Lord. I'm trying to keep track of time. Okay. Satan will not be successful. We are covered by the blood. Tell your neighbors to your left that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Okay, tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor to the other side. No weapon should prosper. The blood of the lamb was symbolic of God's provision and protection for his chosen one. The widow woman should trust the God to provide her. All she had was a cup of milk and oil. But you know what? God blessed her. He blessed her. I'll never forget the day that we had a Christmas women's breakfast in the lobby. And we thought, let's say 50 was coming. And we had the tables and chairs all set up. And you know what? More came. And we had to set up I don't know how many more chairs and tables. And that was awesome for us. We were glad that people were coming in. And I know I went into the kitchen and I said, Pastor Leonard, more people are coming. What are we going to do? Remember the time with the fish and the bread.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Pastor. So I ran to Pastor Janet and I told her the same thing. And I reminded her what Apostle Leonard said. So sometimes, you know, you look back when you were younger and maybe some of your friends may not have had adequate amount of food on their tables.
Come on.
Maybe sometimes there was no bread. Sometimes there was no meat, but your mama did something to feed you. And she did not do it all alone. She did it because God told her how to. I know that there was times when this happened to you, and maybe your neighbor friend's mother invited two of your brothers and sisters to come over and have dinner with them. They were blessed a little bit more food than you were. So you know what happened then? There was enough food for you and your parents and the children that was left. Yeah. That was God too. Yeah. You know, don't give the credit to the neighbor's mama. Give that credit to God. Amen. Give that credit where credit is due. God told her to invite those children over. Yes. He told them to. Oh my goodness. How many times did you not have money to pay your electric bill? But somehow, something happened. Your checkbook, you found more money than you thought you had. That was not just your error, because you know you normally keep that checkbook up to date. I could imagine Elder Carol keeping her checkbook, Elder Carol Pakanka, keeping that checkbook, and I know she's accurate, you know, but she has that administrative gift. But one day, a person with her ability did not have enough money, they thought, to pay their electric bill. And God reminded them, go back to that checkbook. Redo that checkbook. Try to find some money in there somehow. Maybe you paid something twice. I don't know. But you know what? An error was made. Not by that person, really. But God intervened and made a way. He knew that day was coming where you needed that money. God is a good God. Abraham was about to sacrifice his son. God gave him a ram in the bush. God will provide. Yes, the blood of Jesus does not promise us prosperity, but it does give us God's promises and provisions. Amen. So I think I always say, how can you know God's promises and provisions and about the blood unless you take your Bible out daily and read about the Lord Jesus Christ. Unless you read about the blood. Unless you yourself. I can come to church every Sunday and listen to Pastor Janet and I learn. But it's something about opening that book up for myself and reading what God says. That God promises me. He promised me a provisions. He promised me that he will heal this body of mine. He promised me. He promises you. But the blood of Jesus does not promise us prosperity, but it does give us God's promise and provision. We must remember that we are our lives and salvation. We owe our lives and salvation to the blood of Jesus. And you know, I have some more. I just want to throw it out there because I want to move on. And I want to tell you that the blood healed my body. The blood heals your body. The blood took away your sins. It was the blood that took my disgrace and turned it around so that God could use me. And God can take away your sins and your disgrace by the blood of Jesus so he can use you. God does not just get somebody with this high education, proper wording to use. God can use all of us. He wants to use all of us. Sometimes God has to find that humble person that is willing to say, yes, Lord. And here at the river, our pastors have guided us and prone us to say, yes, Lord. And how many of you today are ready to say, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord. I want you to later to turn on the back of your proclamation cards. And there are... You've probably already seen there are scriptures that you should read, not just once or twice, but a few times. And Ephesians 1 and 7, in him we have redemption through the blood. Psalms 107:2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. John 1, 1 John 1, 7, but we walk in the light as he is in the light. Hallelujah. And Romans 5:9 said, much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Amen. Hallelujah. And Hebrews 13, therefore God also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside of the gate. Come on. These are important verses. So please, when the pastors have ordered these cards for us, it's just not for us to come here on Sunday morning and read them together. It is for you to go home and you to read them and you to look it up in your Bible and see what else it says. You need to go to Psalms 107:2 and see what else God is talking about in being redeemed. Don't let it be just a one-time thing. So I'm going to say, I thank you today for allowing me to come here and to speak about this, because God is so good and we need to know about the blood. We need to know that we cannot do it by ourselves. Nothing but the grace of God gives us the ability to overcome many obstacles that we have. Nothing but the grace of God has given us success in spite of our limited opportunities. Only the grace, only the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that people have come in with open hearts to receive and to learn more about you. Father, I thank you for blessing each one of us today. I thank you, Lord, that you died on the cross and that the blood was shed, Lord, for our sins, for our healings, for our abilities, for our opportunities. I thank you, Lord, for blessing each person here today. Amen. Pastor Janet?
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Come on.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Let's sing it again.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Give the Lord a praise this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus washes us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. We are going to get ready to receive communion this morning, so you can just remain standing. I'm going to ask the elders if they'll come and prepare. And this is a holy ordinance that has been ordained within the church, and it's for every Christian. So whether you're a member here or a member someplace else, we encourage you, if you are saved and Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that you partake of communion. And today, if you haven't accepted the Lord into your life, you can do that right now.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is here right now, and you can receive him. So as the our elders are coming, we want to, when they get in place, we want to bless this communion. So let's bow our heads everywhere. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to celebrate the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you that the kingdom of God is happening right now among us as we receive communion together. And Lord, bless these elements as we partake. Bless us as we come. In Jesus' name, amen.